I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. An ongoing contract dispute between Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia and Piedmont Healthcare could mean higher insurance costs for 500,000 Georgians. According to the AJC, Blue Cross and Piedmont failed to come to an agreement over the weekend, meaning that Piedmont is no longer considered an in-network provider for Blue Cross holders. Piedmont says it will still be able to cover patients who have Blue Cross insurance plans, but there'll be a higher out-of-network cost to those patients. Georgia's top Republicans in the race for governor reaffirmed their stances on illegal immigration at a debate over the weekend. Secretary of State Brian Kemp wants to establish a state database to track crimes committed by people living in the country illegally, while State Senator Michael Williams says he wants officers in every county trained to carry out immigration enforcement duties. Critics argue that deportation is a federal issue. Well, Atlanta is continuing to recover slowly, 11 days after the city's computer systems were locked down by a ransomware virus. GPB's Taylor Gant has the latest.
The city says several services are still not fully operational. Water and sewer bills can only be paid in person, while the municipal court is still unable to process ticket payments in any form. The city is also extending the deadline for businesses to pay license fees without penalty. On March 22nd, a hacker group infected the city's systems, giving officials 1 week to pay a $51,000 ransom to restore the data. The deadline came and went without comment from the city, which says it is still working to restore all services. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
Residents and leaders in Cobb County are debating what to call a new park that contains unique Civil War earthworks. The AJC reports that the issue involving the 103-acre park in the Mapleton area comes after contentious debates over Confederate names and monuments across the nation in recent years. Residents attending a recent meeting spoke in favor of calling the green space Mapleton Discovery Park, saying the name is inclusive, forward-looking, and suitable for a diverse community. But some historic preservationists say the potential for tourism is greater if the name references the park's historic value. Mapleton is just northwest of Atlanta. Attorneys have settled a multi-million dollar lawsuit brought by a man who was severely beaten while leaving the Six Flags over Georgia Amusement Park in 2007. The settlement was reached before a hearing that would have determined how much of a $35 million judgment was due from the park and how much was due from the four men convicted in the attack. Joshua Martin was 19 when a mob attacked him and two others just outside the park. Martin sustained permanent brain damage. And in sports, tens of thousands of golf fans are descending on Augusta this week for the Masters Golf Tournament. Larger than average crowds are expected because Tiger Woods is playing for the first time since 2015. The four-time Masters champion last won in 2005. Tiger's return is causing prices on the resale ticket market to spike. Some are now going for more than $3,000 apiece. Practice rounds begin today with tournament play starting on Thursday. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.